And what did the apostle Paul do with Peter? Look at what it says in verse 14. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter, watch this, before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of Gentiles and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? What he was simply saying is this, by your actions, you are identifying with a false message instead of identifying with the true message. And so what did Paul do? He confronted Peter to the face. He reasoned with him from the standpoint of justification and showed him his actions were wrong. And Paul makes it clear that it is wrong for any believer to give knowing support to those who have compromised the gospel by your associations with them. For if you do that, you're saying, I actually am saying by my actions, I believe the false message. So what are we to do as Christians? We are to be defensive for the gospel message. And even if a Christian compromises by his actions, we are to stand against those actions. It is very clear that this is exactly what Paul did. He exemplified the right response to the wrong message. By the way, what if Peter had persisted in his disobedience? Then we know that it would have destroyed the unity of the church, and Peter would have been at fault by his compromise. For the unity of the church has to be based on obedience to the church, to the truth. And so what do we see in Galatians? How we are to handle the false message.